I'm Mindy Norton. Speaking of pets, last month, animal control officials in the city of Bartlett, Tennessee, called on the American Humane Association for help with a distressing situation. AHA sent in their Red Star rescue team to assist in a raid on a home where dozens of animals were trying to survive in deplorable conditions. One dog and 49 cats were rescued, some with such serious problems that it was questionable whether they would make it. Neighboring animal agencies pitched in to help house the animals, get them cleaned up, and assess their medical status. Those who were in better shape have been put up for adoption. A few are undergoing treatment, one for serious burns on its hind legs, two with pneumonia. The explanation was all too common: animal hoarding. It often happens because a kind-hearted person took in a lot of homeless pets, but without sufficient space or resources to care for them properly. The fact that the hoarder doesn't realize the problem can be a symptom of mental illness. February is Responsible Pet Owner Month. Responsible pet owners take care of their furry friends, making sure they have enough to eat and a safe and comfortable place to live and sleep. It means choosing the right pet for you and your lifestyle and situation. If you live in a small apartment, a large, boisterous dog is probably not the right pet for you. Responsible pet ownership also means not trying to take in more animals than you can reasonably care for. It may seem like a kindness at first, but at some point it really doesn't benefit the animals. Another thing you can do as a responsible owner is to make sure your pet has regular veterinary care and is up to date on its vaccinations. And have your pet neutered or spayed to make sure it does not contribute to the problem of pet overpopulation. It will also make your four-footed friend healthier by protecting it from diseases like certain cancers. That's a great way to celebrate Responsible Pet Owner Month, by helping to ensure that you can enjoy the companionship of your best friend for a long time when you're speaking of pets.